This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. The late 60s and early 70s were an exciting time for music in Memphis, Tennessee. High Records was churning out R&B and soul hits, partly in thanks to Don Bryant. Don got his start working with Willie Mitchell at High Records, and at first he was a performer, releasing his first album of secular music in 1969, before shifting his focus to being a staff songwriter. But he never lost his love of performing. In 2017, almost 15 years after releasing that debut record, Don Bryant released his second secular album, and this past June, he put out his third called You Make Me Feel. Today, you'll hear Don Bryant talk about writing songs, falling in love, and the songs he chose for this latest record. And you'll hear some of those songs too, starting with Your Love Is to Blame.
Give me truth, girl, instead of lies. You give me light instead of darkness. You give me sunshine instead of cloudy sky. Nothing in my life is the same. Your love is the rain. Oh, yeah. Joy instead of sadness. You give me sunshine instead of rain. There's so much peace in my valley. Sometimes it's hard to explain. Nothing in my life is the same. Your love is to blame. I never ever knew what love could be. As precious as the love you're giving to me. I'm so glad I found you, girl. Don't you ever set me free. Wow, boy. Yeah, yeah. Instead of promises, you give me truth, girl, instead of lies. You give me light instead of darkness. You give me sunshine instead of cloudy sky. Oh, nothing in my life is the same. Your love is the flame. Without your love, I do. I'm so glad, dog, that I'm a part of your love. Girl, your love is to blame. Oh, I get it when you call my name. Girl, your love is to blame.
That is Don Bryant in a song recorded especially for World Cafe, Your Love Is to Blame. You'll find it on his new album, You Make Me Feel. Don Bryant is my guest today in the cafe. Don, welcome to World Cafe.
Hey, it's a pleasure being here.
It's so nice to have you.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for inviting me.
That song we just heard, Your Love Is to Blame, it's from your new record, and you were supposed to be out on tour playing shows right now. Instead, we're all kind of stuck at home. Your wife is singer and songwriter Ann Peebles. You've been married for almost 50 years, and now you've been quarantined together. How were you guys passing the time?
Well, with each other. Yeah, we're in and out, not a whole lot, but... Anyway, once in a while we have a dinner out, but we come back home and listen to some music and, reminisce on some of those things that we have recorded. A lot of the things I wrote for her, and she She did them and brought the light on each one of them, yeah.
I'm speaking to Don Bryant on World Cafe. Don Bryant's new album is called You Make Me Feel. The song that closes out your new album is a gospel song called Walk All Over God's Heaven.
Yeah.
The live version that we're about to hear you singing with the Hamiltones, for people who don't know, could you tell us a bit about who the Hamiltones are?
Well, we had been doing a show in Canada, and for 2 years, the Hamiltones were on the show with us, and at the end of the show, they brought artists, some of the artists back out to do that, I guess that last number, and we got together, and it sounded good, so that's where that worked out. They came in, they had some recording while they were here, they worked with me on some things, and then it all worked out pretty good.
Let's take a listen. It's Walk All Over God's Heaven, Don Bryant featuring the Hamiltones.
All right.
Then I'm gonna put on my crown.
You just heard Walk All Over God's Heaven from Don Bryant, featuring backing vocals from the Hamiltones. It's from Don Bryant's new album, You Make Me Feel. He's my guest today. Don, you've spent the bulk of your career as a writer for other people. You've got credits on hundreds of songs, including ones recorded by Al Green and Etta James. And it all began at the legendary High Records in Memphis. You started there as a performer. Then you switched mostly into songwriting. How did you make that transition?
Well, being there at the studio, I think I was the only vocalist there, really, besides, you know, Willie's band was doing things. And I was the vocalist there and was doing pretty good. Had a couple of albums released and what have you. Was doing pretty good. But lo and behold, a young lady came into that studio and showed them what she had, and that knocked everything else out of the way. You know, there was this, you know, all the directions was on Ann Peebles, you know. And I said to myself, I need to be doing something. So that was the time I began to start writing, because I knew she was going to need some material, you know, and any of the other artists came would need material. So I just started writing material. So I started writing things for her, and it became very interesting, coming up with the stories and you know, different melodies and what have you. So that's when I really, you know, put my mind into writing songs other than trying to record them, because they start bringing other artists in. Mr. Al Green was brought in, you know, just artists from around the country heard about High Records. They were coming in from everywhere, you know. So I feel like maybe this is not going to, this singing here not going to be my place. I need to try to have some music written out for all these people coming in looking for material. And that's where I got stuck at right there.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. I'm speaking to Don Bryant today. You mentioned, you know, during your time at High Records, that's when you met your wife, Ann Peebles. You famously wrote the song I Can't Stand the Rain together. It was a hit in the 70s. Let's hear a bit of the version that Ann Peebles performed right now. So that was a bit of Ann Peebles performing I Can't Stand the Rain, a song she co-wrote with my guest today, Don Bryant. Don, how long had you known Ann at that point? Were you a couple yet when you did I Can't Stand the Rain?
Yes. In a sense that, you know, it kept getting closer and closer, you know. And we were at the apartment getting ready for a show. And we had some other guests there that was, we were all going together, and a big thunderstorm came up, lightning and everything, you know. And somebody mentioned, that just to show you how you get caught up in, somebody mentioned, oh, I can't stand this rain, because they wanted to go to the show, you know. And the majority of the time when a song, a title or something like that hits you there, I'm ready to go to the piano. We couldn't go to the show, so we sit down and start writing. And we wrote that song that night, and the next day we took it to the studio to Willie Mitchell. And next thing I know, Ann was in the studio getting ready to record it.
You know? Wow.
So that boosted me on up like this, you know, hey, I can do it, you know, and I enjoy doing it.
I mean, you recorded a version of your own, your own version of I Can't Stand the Rain for your new album. So, you know, why did you want to sing this one yourself this time?
I don't know. I know it was a very popular song, you know, when Ann released it. And I felt like, hey, maybe I'll use, you know, some of these songs that I wrote to, you know, and other artists did. Take a chance on it myself and see how I would come out with it, you know, since I wrote it and sang it and gave him the melody and everything. But we decided to try it and put it into the album that we released, and it comes off real good. Even, you know, with the live shows, it comes off real good.
Did Ann have any tips for you when it came to performing this one?
No. She would usually let me do it. Well, not all the time. But she would usually let me do it my way. And basically what I was trying to do was do it her way. But it just came out a little bit different, you know. But I'm glad it came out.
We're going to listen to it right now. We're going to hear Don Bryant with a version recorded live for World Cafe. It's I Can't Stand the Rain.
All right.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Hey, window pane, do you remember how sweet it used to be when we was together? Everything was so grand, so grand. Now that we've parted, that there's one sound I just can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memory. I can't stand the rain against my window, because she's not here with me. Oh, empty pillow where her head used to lay. I know you got some sweet memories, but like a window, you ain't got nothing to say. Hey. I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. I can't stand the rain against my window, because she's not here with me. Got me crying, rain, rain, go away. Come and get me on another day. I can't stand it, I can't stand it. I can't stand the rain against my window, because she's not here with me. Hey, rain, get off my window, bringing back sweet memories. Hey, rain, get off my window, 'cause she's not here with me. Hey, rain, won't you go away? Oh, rain, I can't stand it. No, no.
I Can't Stand the Rain, Don Bryant, a song made famous by your wife, Ann Peebles, that you co-wrote.
Yes.
There are other songs on this album that you wrote for other people, that they recorded them, and the new ones that you wrote,
yes,
for yourself to sing. You're in your 70s now, and you kind of set out on this new adventure, putting out these solo albums over the last couple of years. It's a pretty inspiring thing. And I was wondering, what advice do you have for people who might be thinking about trying something new but are worried it might be too late to start?
Well, this has been my life from,
yeah,
a child, and I didn't want to go in no other directions, you know, job-wise or whatever. You know, I didn't want to go in any other direction. Even if I did the job, this music was still taking up the majority of my time. deeper and deeper I got into it, the easier it got, you know. So I just stayed in that situation, writing and trying to help the artists when they needed material.
We're going to hear you perform one more song from your new album. It's called Is It Over? What can you tell us about Is It Over?
Well, Is It Over? Everybody has been through it, you know. Coming up, you know, love affairs and whatever, all of them didn't stay together, you know. And I saw a lot of my friends going through some changes like that way back, you know. And once I get an idea, I search everywhere in my mind, you know, to come up with a story to fit the title of the song. And most of the times, you know, that was some situations that I had seen or heard about or could make up myself, because, you know, when you're writing, you have to make up some things, make up myself. And I felt good doing it. And eventually, you know, the people would come in looking. Willie would always let me know when somebody was coming. And Willie Mitchell, he would always let me know when somebody was coming in and needing material. And that just kept me going. And here I am. Still enjoying every minute of it.
Let's hear Is It Over? This is Don Bryant on World Cafe.
Is it over? Baby, please tell me. Don't just keep me hanging on. That's all I'm asking of you, girl. 'Cause my heart just ain't that strong. I will gladly step aside if the love is gone. Girl, please tell me now, 'cause it's harder when you try to hide. Hanging on. That's all I'm asking of you, girl. 'Cause my heart just ain't that strong. Girl, I won't try to hold you. If you find somebody new, oh, I'm gonna wish you the best, girl. 'Cause I'm gonna do the same thing too. Oh no, there is no more fire in your kiss. Oh girl, is it just my imagination, or am I making too much of this? just ain't that strong. Is it over? Girl, please tell me. Oh, yeah. I will gladly step aside.
That was Is It Over, a live performance recorded for World Cafe by Don Bryant. That song is from his new album, You Make Me Feel. Don has been my guest today. Don, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. I have enjoyed it. And all your radio listeners, tell them hello for me. I love them. And thank you for listening.